This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You're listening to Raheemi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
This is Raheemi and Harris. We broadcast live through the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And this started with our first stalking segment of the week, which was Mitch Keller, which turned into Paul Skeens.
I want Paul Skeens. You want Paul Skeens. We all want Paul Skeens.
Yeah, I know. I know, guys. I know. And then so we just started getting a lot of like pitches for Paul Skeens.
You would trade Owen Casey for Paul Skeens, wouldn't you?
I would trade Owen Casey for Paul Skeens. That is a deal I would make. But the point is, it's just part of life. If you listen to sports talk radio, this is it. You come up with crazy trades all the time. We all do it. It's a thought exercise. I call it a brain dump. So I'm like, enough. Enough of us just throwing these into the ether. Let's just call the meatball machine and see what we get. So here, without further ado, are some of the trade proposals we got from the meatball machine.
Hey there, we probably should be trading Paul Skeens, no? For Paul Skeens, that's what I mean. Colin Ray, Ben Brown, package them up, drop them off.
That's it? That's all?
I knew it was going to turn into this. I knew it.
My goodness.
Yeah, I think that would be a deal the Cubs would be willing to make. Yeah.
Ben Brown, who just got sent back down to AAA. That Ben Brown?
Sometimes you just need to get it out of your brain in order to move on to the next thing.
Keep it moving.
Hey, guys. This is Andrew from Philly. I propose trading the unproven Cade Horton and an Italian beef sandwich to Philadelphia for the proven home run hitter Kyle Schwarber and a Philly cheesesteak.
I don't think he's really from Philly. I'm going to start with that.
He might be in Philly.
A Cubs fan in Philly. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of cheesesteak are we talking here? Are we talking like Your Pats and Ginos? Are we going like D'Alessandro's? Like, you're in the know. I just need to know that part of it.
I was thinking more whiz with or whiz without.
Yeah, definitely with.
Because, yeah, you gotta get whiz. Yeah.
Because no!
Provolone disintegrates on a cheesesteak.
Provolone is superior. Just get extra provolone in. You do not want that processed stuff in your body. The processed stuff is not good for you.
I got to tell you, my body is all microplastics at this point. The processed stuff is in your body, my body, Ray's body,
it's even Robbie's. My body. Yeah.
My body, my choice.
Plus, you have to talk about what the Italian beef, like which one are you sending?
Okay,
Jardiniere, is it dipped? See, this we got to establish
What
that.
Happens in the space-time continuum if we put the Jardiniere on top of the cheesesteak? Not the Italian beef. But the cheese steak.
You're getting wild, Layla. You're getting wild on a Friday.
Do we create some sort of infinity war? Like, what happens?
So, you guys both lived in Philly. Now you guys got to pick. Cheese steak or Italian beef?
Cheese steak, man. I'm sorry. The bread in Philly, like, it's because of just what we were talking
about
earlier.
Roll. Yeah, it's about the roll.
I mean, they're both elite sandwiches. I don't think you can go wrong.
I'll go Italian beef. I like the juices of the Italian beef.
Now I want Portillo's.
Baptized?
Yeah.
Who doesn't want Portillo's?
Shout out to everybody working at the Toronto Baking Company here in Chicago, making that bread for your Italian beefs and your hot dogs. I know we got some fans listening over there.
I love bakers. We even have a lot of farmers who listen, and I appreciate them too. Anybody who feeds us, thank you.
This hot summer bot is going to get destroyed this weekend. I'm just going to eat beefs now.
Oh my goodness.
Let's go.
Let's not call it.
Dude, your sandwich discussion on Twitter inspired me to get JP Graziano's.
Oh yeah. For the people out there, I'm on the search for the best sandwich in Chicago. Currently JP's is my favorite. So if you have any recommendations, just let me know.
Wait, have you ever been to Subway?
What? Subway? Do you like the smell of Subway?
What?
That's like a common thing. I hate the smell of Subway.
Well, for
the
312 is hilarious. Pat's and Gino's, come on, Lele, you can do better. Well, if you listened to the rest of the sentence, you would know what we said. But instead, you took a piece of it and then just ran. Try again. Press the rewind button. Listen again. Next meatball.
As long as Jed and frankly going all the way back to Theo have been in charge of the Cubs, it's just been... I'm sure this is probably true for every baseball team. It's been a remarkably consistently inconsistent offensive team. And, like, the peaks are... Oh, man, they're peaking. Hell yeah. But the valleys are just so... low. And sadly, this team has kind of been the same. Like, I was truly shocked by how good they were playing earlier in the season. Like, oh, hey, I didn't think Kyle Tucker could change the whole vibe. But then it's like, oh, then the offense stopped hitting, and then, you know, the stress is on the pitchers to stop giving up runs, and then you're like, oh, wait, we don't have power pitchers, and oh, kind of back to where we are.
He didn't even do a trade. He just wanted to vent about the Cubs.
But he's right, though. The peaks are really high, and the valleys are pretty depressing. Like, the valleys are the first two games against the Twins offensively, and the peak is the third game against the Twins offensively.
That's cool. The Cubs are still leading the league in runs scored per game, and that's all I care about.
For now, the Brewers are like, hey... What's up? We got closer to you. We're going to get a little closer. Then we're going to get a little closer.
To right on top of them.
Just saying. Next
meatball.
My
trade proposal for the Chicago Cubs at the deadline would be Sandy Alcantara along with Edward Cabrera, his counterpart. I'd take them both. For Owen Casey, James Triantos, Moises Ballesteros, Jonathan Long, and Javier Assad.
Whoa!
So everyone.
That's a lot of prospects, a lot of promising prospects. Mainly good bats in there, also a really good glove. And Assad, who's proven to be a veteran, reliable pitcher when he's healthy.
Okay, here's the thing. I think Miami takes that deal because I think the Cubs gave up too much in the mythical deal.
Yeah.
Once you add in Assad.
He kept going. I was like, but also Assad, when are we going to see him again?
I don't know.
Okay. So they were talking about August. That's next month.
That sounded bleak, man. Every update has been bleak. It doesn't. He had a major. It sounded like it was just a setback. Then it was a major setback.
Have you seen the lesser of the mentioned Marlins starters? We should stalk him too. But I just want to say, I don't know that I hate that deal. I have to look at it. It is too much, but I don't think it's that far off. I don't think it's that far off.
If you maybe still had Cam Smith in the farm, I'd be like listening.
But Ballesteros and Owen Casey, that's a bridge too far.
Yeah. And I'm not as bullish on Moises Ballesteros as everybody else is. I'm sorry. But when it comes to Owen Casey, I am. And also considering he is the one dude who seems to be coming through with the Yu Darvish trade, where you still didn't get enough for that guy. Yeah, that's how I feel.
The Edward Cabrera, he's been really good.
Yes.
So he's been really good.
All right, we can stalk him. If the meatball birthed us a stalk, that's good.
He's I think he's starting today, either today or tomorrow. Yeah, I think it's today.
We'll look into it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, trade deadline day. My birthday. Favorite day of the year as a baseball fan, other than, you know, World Series time. If I were the Cubs, I would try really hard to swing a deal for Merrill Kelly and a Eugenio Suarez. Because I just can't believe the Diamondbacks are going to try to hover around as badly as they are with all the injuries. I think too much has happened for them to realistically stay in the wild card hunt. If you could swing a deal for Mitch Keller and David Bednar, either in addition to, or maybe that's the deal you do instead, and maybe try to get Suarez individually, that would be something to look into. Chris Bubich from the Royals would be really, really expensive because he's younger, and it would be a really ballsy move. But my dream would be if the Texas Rangers fall farther and farther out of contention, that maybe, just maybe, you could probably lose Nathan Eovaldi. Those would be my ideas.
I think Nathan Eovaldi is an excellent idea. I think at some point the Rangers have to come to terms with what they're dealing with. They're not going to be a playoff contending team.
But they're going to try to do it again next year. That's back to that conversation we were having. That's part of the problem. Also, Edward Cabrera, as our Ray Diaz has just pointed out to me, is starting tonight for the Miami Marlins. So check him out.
Put him on the list.
Put him on the list.
This is Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score as we listen to some trade proposals that I think people needed to at least either get off their chest or submit seriously.
Hello, this is Tony again. Another trade proposal. This is more of a question for the staff. Would you give up Matt Shaw for a rental? It cannot be a player under contract. Would you give up Matt Shaw for a rental at the deadline, either a pitcher or a bat? I personally would not, because he's played elite defense, and I think his bat will come around with time. I just want to know your guys' thoughts.
I mean, it depends on the bat, right?
But he said rental. So, like, let's start with this. Very basic. Would you give up Matt Shaw for Eugenio Suarez?
I'd want to extend a Eugenio Suarez.
There's no guarantee. It's a rental. It's a straight-up rental.
He's 33, Suarez.
Would you give up Matt Shaw for
him? I would solve a lot of my life problems at third base. The issue is, you don't think he's a finished product at the plate. That I think that's the reason. They're expecting him to be better offensively, obviously.
And if not this year, then next year.
But you don't know that he is.
I'm not ready to give up on Matt Shaw like that. I would not trade him for Eugenio Suarez for one third of a season.
The problem is general managers have to do trades like that. You know, that's the issue. They have to make decisions like that a lot of the time.
It'd be different if Matt Shaw was still in AAA and a prospect, but we've seen him at the major league level. And I understand your concerns about his offense, but the defense is there. The pitch and catch part of it is there.
Yeah, I'm not questioning that. So, I'm looking at all the blue on Baseball Savant when it comes to his offensive.
I know. Stop going to that page.
No, why? No, that's how you evaluate people.
No, I'm saying maybe not every day. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not closing the tabs on my phone. I'm not closing them.
I was going to say, once a series is probably appropriate.
And yeah, 847, Shaw is having a similar year to PCA and Bush last year. And Jed Hoyer pointed that out. He talked about how PCA at this time of year was sub 200.
That's why I can't do the deal. I can't do that specific deal. If it was a bona fide ace, I'd do the deal.
I don't know what PCA's Baseball Savant page looked like at this time last year.
It's about the same.
As it is now?
Yeah, he didn't come on until the second half of the year.
So the tools were measured. Mm. Yes, Robbie?
So a lot of people submitted the trade. Thank you very much. Always submit to the meatball machine. But sometimes in the meatball machine, people just say whatever they want on their mind.
Oh, we got some?
We got some compilations of some people just going into the machine a little bit.
Cub baseball all year. Now all of a sudden, I can't get it. What the hell's the problem?
Throw it in a microwave and boom, you're done.
Wawa offers fries and burgers now, a recent development.
Why can't I get the station? There's no reason.
Fernando Vina.
What happened with Ed Howard?
That's like the random guy said Fernando Vina.
That's amazing. Also,
I do appreciate the information about Wawa. I did not know they offered burgers and fries now. Now I'm interested to try that out.
Yeah. Wawa's the best. Wawa's its goat.
I appreciate...
Sorry, I've had both.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Wawa is superior. Because you can get the hot food even from convenient places like Amazon Go.
The quality of the Wawa deli has gone down, is what I'm trying to tell you. From the time I arrived in Philly in 2008 to the time I left in 2019, it was not the same at the end.
No, did corporate America get
And
the
they
Wawa?
Shut down all the Wawas like downtown also.
The Broad Street one?
Yeah, that one's shut down.
What?
Yeah.
They just opened that one.
I'm just telling you.
The Wawas in Washington, D.C. were incredible. I had it maybe once a week.
I had Wawa in Washington, D.C. when I did the Atlantic 10 tournament, or as they called it there, the Atlantic 10 tournament.
We probably had the same chef.
I bet we may have. I got coffee and some sort of breakfast sizzler. Or sizzly? Sizzly.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, it's sizzly.
I'm a cheesesteak guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.